What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019, first radio show of the new year, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including that. Looking forward to the next year here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So, as we look into the new year, there's a lot of people out there making prognostications, and unfortunately, the tone of most of them is decidedly negative. People are not feeling all that hopeful, and apparently James Howard Kunstler, who's an author, is saying that he's expecting there will be civil disorder in 2019. And apparently, Kunstler contributes to the Atlantic Monthly, Rolling Stone, and the New York Times Sunday magazine. And he's saying that there will be civil unrest over the coming 12 months. He says there's a lot of angry people around the country, and they're liable to attack federal property and their fellow citizens and their property. The hungrier they get, the worse it will be. So he's basically tying this to the coming economic collapse. And by the way, there's a lot of people who are saying that's going to happen this year. So it's not a very positive outlook here. And unfortunately, I tend to agree with that here. If you disagree, feel free to call on in here. Now, interestingly enough, over on The Hill, they came out with a page of predictions, which included Donald Trump leaving office this year, and that a new and totally unexpected candidate for 2020 will emerge this year as well. And it goes on to say that basically the global and U.S. economies are trying to soften that unnecessary trade war that Trump launched against Canada and our European allies. Consumer confidence is declining, and the American economy will slow noticeably in 2019. A recession is right around the corner, heading into 2020. Yes, the economies all over the world are already slowing down, we're seeing. And where we saw it was the recent holiday shopping season. And every year they play the same game. Oh, the shoppers are out there. We better rush and get your bargains just to flog into the malls. Now that it's all over and the numbers are coming on out, was not good at all. People just don't have money to buy stuff. And most people don't want to use that plastic. So it was a very, very thin Christmas. Now, Donald Trump last week shocked everybody with his announcement that he wanted to pull all of the U.S. troops out of Syria, was going to continue the air campaign, but wanted to pull all of the troops from Syria. Allies called him, Netanyahu called him, and Trump was holding firm. But apparently following a meeting with Senator Lindsey Graham, Trump did an about-face and said the withdrawal is going to be gradual and it's going to be phased. And I'm a little disappointed. And I understand there were very powerful forces at work against the pullout of the troops from Syria, because they see a pullout, pardon me, as tantamount to an admission of defeat. And if the U.S. is seen to have lost in Syria and Afghanistan, then the inertia, if you will, the momentum for the war agenda comes to a screeching, screeching halt. So basically, we've lost in Syria. Trump lost in Syria. Trump knows we've lost in Syria. We lost in Syria before Trump became president. But apparently somebody impressed on him, he did not want to be the president that admitted we had lost in Syria. Now, if you remember back to the Pentagon Papers, the shocking revelation that really upset America was that the Department of Defense had known they were going to lose in Vietnam for years before the war was finally over. And it was just a case of president after president after president who didn't want to have to be the president that lost that war. until we got chased out of Saigon with a dozen Marines hanging underneath the helicopter. And by the way, that movie that they've made about that, called simply The Post, and it's Tom Hanks, it mentions that. It talks about the Pentagon Papers. More about that a little bit later. So, pardon me. Some people were looking at the Syria withdrawal and wondering what was Trump's motive over and above keeping what was one of his major campaign promises to we the American people. But apparently, Trump's enthusiasm for Israel is a little bit strained. Apparently, he's having sort of problems with Sheldon Adelson. And basically, Trump overrode John Bolton, his neoconservative security advisor, in announcing the withdrawal. And Jonathan Tobin says that Trump just gave the finger to his Jewish voters. But I think what may be happening here is that Trump was counting on Adelson's money to keep the House Republican in the midterms, and Adelson let him down. And I think Trump is letting him know it. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. But the rules are changing in Syria. And despite talk of a pullout, reports are saying the United States is planning to establish new military bases in Syria, despite Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from the country. He's clearly not in charge, unfortunately. He's turned out to be a very, very weak leader. And U.S. forces were in Syria for years without the consent of the Syrian government. They still don't have it. But now the government forces have gained the upper hand in the fight against the foreign-backed, including U.S.-backed, terrorists. We're getting this report. This is from Fars News. The U.S. Army is continuing to send military hardware into eastern Syria despite the call for a pullout. So at this point, I don't think there's going to be a pullout. There'll be regular troop rotations home, and they'll be greeted like returning heroes. But somebody convinced Donald Trump it was a bad idea, and he's probably going to cancel out on pulling half of our troops out of Afghanistan. Now, Bashar al-Assad has involved Iraq in the ongoing war. And at Assad's request, Iraqi jets strike terrorists. And apparently, the two allies are coordinating action against the remaining ISIS pockets in the country's east. So now Iraq is stepping in, again, with the permission and invitation of Bashar al-Assad. Now, Mike Pompeo, apparently yesterday, discussed Iran's, quote, regional aggression with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This was a State Department press release. And apparently Pompeo met with Netanyahu in Brasilia, Brazil, and they discussed the unacceptable threat that regional aggression and provocation by Iran and its agents poses to Israel and regional security. No mention of Israel's and the United States' regional aggressions, of course, because they're supposed to be the good guys. Okay. Anyway, Pompeo wound up assuring Netanyahu that the U.S. is committed to the protection of Israel, even following the withdrawal from Syria, which I'm willing to bet a plug nickel is not going to happen anytime soon. Here's my point. Here's my question. Israel has a modern, huge military, which you paid for a big chunk of it, and they have nuclear weapons. Why do they need the United States as a protector? They're more than capable of fighting their own wars. And Iran is not coming to attack Israel because Israel's response would be a giant mushroom cloud over Tehran. But it does look like Netanyahu wants to force something, because apparently on Monday, Netanyahu said that Arab countries see Israel as an indispensable ally to fight Iran and the jihadist group ISIS. So he's basically talking about a revolution in relations with the Arab world. Now Netanyahu wants to make nice with all the other nations in the Middle East, except, of course, for Iran. And apparently, Israel has intensified airstrikes on Iranian positions in Syria. And they're still dealing with Trump's call for a pullout. But as I said earlier in the show, it looks like he's been talked out of it now. Okay, so up in Afghanistan, apparently Afghan strike forces being overseen by CIA are operating with apparently no concern about civilian casualties. This came out of the New York Times, and the brutality has fostered local population sympathy for the Taliban, which we mentioned that a month ago. The population of Afghanistan sides with the Taliban. So the CIA managed teams work unconstrained by battlefield rules designed to protect civilians, conducting night raids, torture, and killing with near impunity. And of course, those abuses are actively pushing people towards the Taliban and away from the U.S. installed government. Sounds rather counterproductive to me. Apparently, the Taliban has killed at least 27 security officers. We're not really sure what that means. They were killed during a series of coordinated attacks in the north of Afghanistan. The deadliest attack took place in Sari-e-Pul province, where 21 were killed. Alrighty, over in France, and probably the corporate media was trying to downplay it, but the yellow vests were back in full force for Act 7 of the protests. And their protests now include the lying press and Macron's past history as a banker. Apparently, they're concerned that he's still a money junkie. Over in Asia, Xi Jinping is saying Taiwan must and will be reunited with China. And he's urging the people of Taiwan to just accept it. And in a speech marking 40 years since the start of trying to improve ties, he reiterated Beijing's call for peaceful unification on a one country, two systems basis. However, he also warned that China reserved the right to use force. Now, Taiwan is self-governed and de facto independent, but it has never formally declared independence from mainland China. Beijing considers Taiwan to be a breakaway province, and Xi's comments are in line with China's longstanding policies toward reunification. Now, at the same time Xi Jinping is ramping things up there, he's turning around and talking to Donald Trump about trying to strengthen U.S.-China bilateral ties. And apparently the two leaders yesterday exchanged congratulatory messages on the 40th anniversary of the establishment of China-U.S. diplomatic relations. It was all the way back, yeah, again, Nixon. And President Xi said he attached great importance to the development of bilateral ties, stressed he was willing to work with Trump in improving the Beijing-Washington relations. Well, that is going to be a real trick because of the tariff wars. And they're already talking about additional tariffs. The United States clearly siding with and aiding Taiwan on their issue of independence and the argument over the South China Sea and pouring more fuel on the fire. Pardon me. A Chinese admiral, Rear Admiral Luo Yuan, has come on out and said that if China were to sink two U.S. supercarriers, that would probably end the spat. Now, that is very alarming rhetoric, to be coming on out. But basically, Admiral Yuan was talking about China's growing anti-ship and cruise missile capabilities, which can now get past the carrier's escorts. They just fielded that one. It's a sea-skimming anti-ship missile, goes at Mach 6, and it is maneuverable. And the Admiral may be aware that while the United States has a lot of carriers, most of them are in dock for repairs or refitting or refueling. And there aren't that many that are actually in active service right now. Another story coming out of Russia today, analysts are saying that the U.S. is stalling the possibility of North Korea denuclearization by refusing to make concessions. And basically, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, in his New Year's address, to stop dallying and make trustworthy steps and corresponding behavior in response to his goodwill and the gestures North Korea had made. So whoever is advising Donald Trump on handling North Korea does not really comprehend the Asian mindset, or they don't want this thing to ever work out. Okay. Here's another interesting little article from Zero Hedge, and it's talking about NATO and how NATO has been a very bad behaving military. They don't have the equivalent of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They're supposed to. They're supposed to be international laws. But apparently, NATO and the U.S. military's practice of desecrating corpses, attacks on wedding parties, mosques, hospitals, and marketplaces, along with the bombing of Allied troops, torture of prisoners, and the notoriously uncountable drone warfare are outrages that are taking place in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. And 20 years worth of this so-called collateral damage is not making us any friends in the war zones. Now, Raytheon has announced that they have been awarded a $200 million contract by the United States Army for the Phalanx LPWS, which is a land-based version of the Phalanx that you see on naval warships. And it's, as you've probably seen in demonstration videos, it's a rapid-fire, computer-controlled, radar-guided gun that can detect and destroy incoming aircraft, artillery, mortar rounds, and rockets in the air before they hit their intended land-based targets, as long as they're following a predictable ballistic trajectory. Meanwhile, China has debuted its electromagnetic railgun. It is now at sea. They mounted it on a Chinese amphibious assault ship, and there are pictures of it, videos of it in operation, and it looks to be quite potent. Russia, meanwhile, has debuted the latest version of their T-80 tank. It's called the T-80BVM. It was developed in 2017, and apparently some of the new improvements to it is an autoloader, allowing it to use new anti-tank ammo, Svitnets 1 and Svitnets 2 740 millimeter rounds. And apparently they are made from depleted uranium, or at least an alloy that includes depleted uranium. All righty, when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to talk about domestic politics, because it is getting ugly out there. And we're going to be talking about Mitt Romney's op-ed and the backlash that's produced. So we'll be right back after these few words.
First First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get into this little kerfuffle between Donald Trump and Mitt Romney, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I hope your New Year was good, Mike.
Well, it was mostly restful. I mean, we just kind of stayed home. And there were a lot of illegal fireworks that were going off. So it was pretty spectacular.
Did you hide under your bed when Strategic Command announced, like, something about nukes going off? Did you heard about that, right?
No, actually, I didn't.
They had some kind of Twitter they put out. There was some kind of reprimand going on, but they showed, you know, remember that test footage of the B-2 Spirit dropping those multiple bombs the other day?
Yep.
Well, it says, like, something New Year's Eve nuke or something like that. I mean, something stupid, you know, that, I mean, like this, like just this whole thing anymore, like to put out something like that, you know, if you were in like a corporation, you would get fired. you know, I mean, it's like,
well, you know, it's notoriously easy to hack a Twitter account and pose as somebody else.
Well, they came out and they apologized though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was a dumb thing to do.
Yeah. And, hey Mike, with Trump, you know, did the Roman centurions get burnt out from all the wars? Because our troops got it. I mean, you know, they don't believe in this crap anymore, the majority of them. And, like, with Trump flip-flopping, I mean, even his own supporters, because I don't support him anymore, got to be saying, wait a minute. You said you're going to pull. Now you're not pulling out. And then, you know, 60 days from now, you know, it's better to pull out now and then wait 60 days and say you're going to pull out, because you know what? They'll go after him 60 days from now. If he pulls out now, 60 days from now, no, it's everybody's going to be moved on to another issue. He's dragging this out on himself. You
well,
realize
he
that,
may
like,
be dragging it out. He may be dragging it out to help Netanyahu. He's got a tough election coming up here, first part of April. And, you know, Trump may want Netanyahu to be able to say, yes, I got the United States to keep the Americans in Syria to keep us protected, or some such nonsense as that. But again, Trump is proving himself to be a very weak leader, you know, and
go ahead. It's your show. He's losing face, though, with the troops. So, I mean, Netanyahu is more important than our own troops and his own people who voted for him. Because the troops are going to be saying, wait a minute, man. You said we're getting pulled out. Now you're stabbing us in the back. You know? I mean, come on. Yeah, that's a bunch of crap. You know? Yeah, and you're right. Israel's got its own military. Like, we don't have to be over in the Middle East at all.
Israel's got nuclear weapons. Everybody knows it. None of those countries are going to attack Israel because, you know, Israel would put a mushroom cloud over their capital city.
And if Israel was smart, they can make deals with Iran and begin trading with them because, you know, Iran's got a lot more to offer than Saudi Arabia in terms of, like, you know, trading with stuff that they make and this or that. I mean, what Saudi Arabia don't really make anything but oil, right? Which they don't make at all.
Oil been very, very good to Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia is doing a lot of real estate development. They're building up their cities over there. They want to become business centers when the oil runs out.
Hey, Mike, I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear that the U.S. is thinking about giving, you ready for this, Ukraine Harpoon anti-ship missiles? Now, unless they're ground, you know, land-based, they ain't got that many ships like in the Ukrainian Navy. You know, so I don't know about that one. You know,
if they're giving the harpoons to Kiev, then obviously the intended targets are going to be Russian warships.
Yeah, there you go. And you know, this talk about like Ukraine wants a nuclear weapon. You realize that would never happen because Russia would just have to go in there and take them out at that point because they would never allow Ukraine with that government to have ever a nuclear weapon right next to them. And you know what's scary, Mike? They have 18 nuclear facilities in Ukraine. Chernobyl was only one. A lot of people don't know they have 18 nuclear reactors. And you know what's scary? Like, can they turn any of that waste into some kind of the dirty bomb? You know, that's another worry, you know.
Well, they can turn them into regular nuclear weapons. I mean, if it's a standard uranium fission reactor, what they're getting out the bottom end of it is plutonium.
And if you remember, we were taught what the Chechens were in Ukraine, the terrorists, the ISIS fighters, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you ever look up a movie called Dirty Wars. It was like a BBC movie about these terrorists. They made these, they took like old radioactive things, they turn into a bomb, and it's an older movie. It's from the 90s, I think. If you ever look, it's called Dirty War or something like that.
All right, Mike, listen, Dustin, we got to take a commercial break here. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back with more news after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to take one more phone call before we get into this war of words between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Happy New Year, Mike. Hey, question. Actually, I think Dustin, it might be the movie he's talking about, Dirty Wars. It's by Jeremy Scahill. I believe that's the movie he's talking about, Jeremy Scahill, Dirty Wars. I think that's the movie he's talking about. Question on the border wall. I'm trying to find a reliable source, a reliable number of how much has been donated so far to the GoFundMe wall. Any idea?
I haven't looked recently, but apparently Ted Nugent's getting ready to hold a charity concert to raise even more money and get the thing started. So, you know, the American people want this wall. And I'm watching on Fox News right now, Schumer and Pelosi, they're in front of the cameras. They just finished their meeting with Trump. And it's looking like no progress was made whatsoever. And Schumer's out there pounding on there saying you shouldn't use the shutdown as a hostage and, you know, just out there trying to make it look like this is all Donald Trump's fault. And it isn't. It's the Democrats' fault for not going along with improving our border security. And what's really interesting, there are videos out there of both Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi from years ago in which they're out there fully in favor of improved border security. And so this is not really about borders or immigrants. This is about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about Chuck Schumer and Pelosi wanting to damage Trump on this as much as they can. And while all of this faction fighting is going on, you know, our country is being allowed to just sort of rot away on the vine.
No, I couldn't agree more. This GoFundMe wall for the border wall is actually kind of shameful. It shames the Democrats who obviously don't want to keep us safe and protect us. And you're right. I think it was 2006 or 7. They were all for the border wall when Obama was their president. But now that Trump's the president, they're going to go against anything he wants. And actually, I think this is going to backfire on them quite a bit. It's going to backfire on them.
Well, here's the problem. You know, they have discovered as of both 2016 and especially the last midterms, they can get those illegal immigrants to vote. They're not supposed to, but there's no mechanism in place to prevent it. So the Democrats want those borders open. They want the country flooded with illegal immigrants because the illegal immigrants overwhelmingly vote Democrat because they want free stuff taken away from the legal American citizens and handed to them. And that's what the Democrats are campaigning on. By the way, I just got a note from Mike in the control room. As of right now, the GoFundMe page is $18,653,438. So that right there, I think, is a measure of how much the American people want that wall and how the Democrats are just totally dismissive of legal American citizens' concerns because apparently we're not useful enough to them. We didn't vote for them enough.
Right. That's it for me, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And let's see. Rand Paul is now weighing in on the shutdown. So it looks like the shutdown is going to continue, and it's going to be annoying for a lot of people. And anyway, over the weekend, Utah Senator-elect Mitt Romney, who was a candidate some years back for president, basically wrote this blistering op-ed in which he just attacked Trump's character, questions his honesty and integrity, accuses him of damaging America's reputation abroad, and ended by saying he has not risen to the mantle of his office. So Romney is now telegraphing he's in the 2020 race. Apparently so is Elizabeth Warren. She plans to run for president in 2020. She's facing an uphill battle here. Okay, now, we're seeing a forecast, or prediction, if you will, from Alan J. Steinberg. He was once an advisor to former President George W. Bush, and he wrote an opinion piece basically saying that he doesn't see any way that Trump can be removed from office with the legal impeachment process. He said the evidence isn't there to do it. The House could impeach just to be nasty, but like with Bill Clinton, the Senate would refuse to convict. What Steinberg is saying is that he is thinking Trump will be forced to resign. Right now, there are 17 different investigations directed at Trump, members of his family, the Trump Organization. They're digging for anything they can find. And the deal will be made that Trump will step down as long as he and his family and his organizations are given immunity for whatever it is these investigations are going to find. And I feel sorry for you, Donald, but you did want the job. All righty. Now, apparently when the new Congress convenes tomorrow and Nancy Pelosi is presumably sworn in as the new House Speaker, they're planning to pass a spending bill with no money for the border wall and send it to the White House to put Trump on the spot to either sign it or veto it. And then they can go on saying, see, this is all Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump who's causing this. And Pelosi is out there predicting that corporate media is going to support the Democrats in making this all about Donald Trump. Not that all that many people are still watching corporate media. But what we are watching, what the American people are watching, is how it's become pure politics. It's pure gotchas It's poking each other in the eye. It's nonstop campaigning and fighting with each other. And nothing's really getting done for the nation and its people. Now, photos are starting to get posted all over social media about how garbage and refuse are starting to overwhelm the national parks because the trash is not being collected. The groundskeepers are not keeping the sites clean here. And, of course, the media is out there saying, oh, what a terrible thing to be doing to our country. And it is. It is. But again, Donald Trump promised the American people border security. The American people want it. That $18 million that's already in that GoFundMe file, that is people voting with their wallets here. Now, only a year ago, there was a poll conducted by Harvard University, which indicated that the majority of Americans, including Democrats, want that border secured. 80% of all voters, 68% of all Democrats. So the Democrats are turning their backs and ignoring not only the American people as a whole, but their own rank and file, their constituency, just like they did back in 2016 here. Now, Larry Klayman penned out an interesting little article. It's over at the Renew America website. And he titled it, unfortunately, 2019, the Year of Bloody Revolution. And I hope he was just kidding about that. But he goes on down in this article about just how unrelenting and vicious the Democrats have been in trying to find some way to get Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. Then they'll get Mike Pence in, then they'll investigate Mike Pence and get him out, and who knows who they're going to put in there. Now, Nancy Pelosi cannot become the president if Trump first goes and then Mike Pence steps in, because he will then get himself a new vice president. The only way Nancy Pelosi could become president, and I'm sure she's thought about this, she's the definition of power mad. Something would happen to Donald Trump and Mike Pence all at the same time. And then under the rules of succession, the Speaker of the House becomes the president here. All righty. Now, a little bit of good news for the Donald. Apparently, one of the attack groups was trying to use a Freedom of Information Act request to get Donald Trump's tax files from the IRS. And they work through an organization called the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC. And a federal judge, Judge Karen LeCraft Henderson, ruled that the Electronic Privacy Information Center cannot use a Freedom of Information Act request to access tax documents. Nobody is allowed to inspect or demand someone else's tax records. This applies to the protection of confidentiality for the ordinary taxpayer and the president alike. So that one has been kicked out of court here. Now, speaking of kicking out of court, Rudy Giuliani, who's President Trump's lawyer, has gone very vocally public in his support of Julian Assange, saying that basically there's no grounds to prosecute him because he was just the communicator. And what he communicated was stolen documents. And he went back to that case of the Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers were stolen property. They were stolen from the Pentagon, actually from Rand Corporation, and given to the New York Times and the Washington Post. And, of course, Nixon filed charges against both newspapers, and nobody went to jail. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that, yeah, news organizations have a right to publish this information in the public interest, that the public media, the mass media in this country, exists to serve the governed, not the governors. So basically, that's what Assange was doing. And Giuliani is saying, you can't put Assange in a different position. You can't convict him for doing exactly what both the Washington Post and the New York Times were acquitted of doing. So that's probably going to go all the way to the Supreme Court as well. Apparently, Robert Mueller's office attempted to delay the court hearing on the $350 million lawsuit brought against their office by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Now, if you'll remember, Corsi brought the lawsuit because the Mueller investigation illegally searched his phone records and tried to coerce him into lying in exchange for a lenient sentence. Corsi is thus demanding an investigation into Mueller's overly aggressive tactics. So Mueller's office cited the government shutdown as their excuse for requesting a delay for the hearing. And the judge said, no, this can definitely go forward. All right, we have another caller on the line. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this clown, Romney. And, I mean, boy, he didn't. Yeah, has he been sworn in yet? I don't think so. But, I mean, in a way,
no,
it's
that's
the
tomorrow.
Smart move. Yeah, in a way, it's the smart move for him because he is a liberal Republican. He is a neocon. And if he, the first guy, he's out of the box. Corker's going. Flake's going. So he's going to be the face that you're always going to see on Good Morning America and Meet the Press. He's going to be the face of the Republican neocon backstabbers who are, you know, orchestrating basically a soft coup against Trump every chance they get. So I can see why he did it. I think that the hatred for him by Republicans now is going to be immense, you know, and Mormons might suffer for that, who knows. But just as, like, the traitor aspect of what he's done to the populist Republicans will never be forgiven. But it can be understood because he's a snake. He's always been a snake. And he's making the snake move. And he will be rewarded by the snakes in the media and the whole snake establishment. So it's very, like, once you see what happened, it's pretty obvious that this was going to happen. I kind of knew when he got elected that this was going to happen. So it's happened. And the snake has become a snake. And that's what I've always said about Trump, in that he really highlights the opposition. You know, they get exposed whenever they attack Trump. They show who they really are, which is in a way a good thing. And I've always thought, no matter what you think of Trump, that's his best asset, is his ability to expose the people around him, you know, whether you like him or not.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a video that we posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's titled simply, When Mitt Romney Came to Town. And it was a video that was produced by his campaign opponent back when, again, I think it was 2012. And it basically talks about Mitt Romney's business practices, where he basically would go into a town. He'd buy up, you know, the companies that were there. Then he'd strip them of assets and sell it off and put all those people out of work. And he made a lot of money very quickly. But he was never interested in actually running the business to run a business. It was basically Wall Street's form of piracy. You know, capture the company and take it apart and loot and plunder it. And I noticed a member just put up another article about Mitt Romney's character. But you know something, at this point, it's hard to find anybody anywhere in the government that is of good character. Dr. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, the rest are all poseurs and sociopaths. In fact, considering the state of the country and how close we are either to a war that could go nuclear or a total economic collapse, you have to wonder what sane individual would run for Congress or the White House knowing that they're going to have to deal with that.
Well, what I see with Romney, and I don't understand, is he will be destroyed now. One thing that I like about the populist side is because of the way we get treated and the way we're mocked and the way we're silenced and the abuse that we take, it actually makes us smarter. I mean, if you look at the guys at 4chan and a lot of the, like, fringe groups, they're very brilliant people in digging stuff up. And, you know, it's like this thing, this new stuff with the 9-11, with the, somebody hacked and got Larry Silverstein's records, and they're threatening to put them out. And I think it's 19,000, and now they got the FBI on it because, of course, the FBI will be used to silence any information, and they'll threaten anybody that would publish it. That's what the FBI will do to help.
Well, I'll tell you what I think this is. I'm very suspicious about this hacker story because it's showing up at virtually the same time as this grand jury has been impaneled to look into evidence of explosives used in the building. And I think this whole hacker thing is being set up as a distraction to keep people from paying attention.
Break?
Yeah, okay. Stay on the line. Right, we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. You got the money, well, we won't
and
say
Aloha,
we
America.
Did.
Welcome back to our show. And we're still talking with Joe in Tennessee. Joe, you said you had one more thing you wanted to...
You know, there's been word that last week they cleared one of the federal courthouses, like five floors of one of the federal courthouses in Washington, D.C. And rumor is it has to do with Mueller probe. But maybe it has to do with the 9/11 information, because it supposedly involves a foreign corporation. Maybe that corporation is AIG, who were the people that insured the World Trade Center. And supposedly that's what this Dark Lord information pertains to, the suits with Larry Silverstein and AIG. Now, AIG got paid off when they went, they had those issues in 2008. And I think that was a back channel way to get them to hush up about the 9/11 fraud and paying off Larry Silverstein. But I think that that could be something's going on with all this. Now, I really think that something big. I think I forwarded you that thing about the letter at George Bush's funeral. And since that time, you really haven't heard anything from the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bush family, Biden. They've all kept a real low profile. And I just think something's up. I think from their expressions and that whole incident, and just the way Trump acts very cocky and confident, like he's holding some pretty big cards, I expect some very big news to be coming out. That's just my vibe. And I hope it's true. I hope we can see justice to these bastards. I'd love to see frog marches of all these big establishment insiders and most of the FBI and Department of Justice traitors. And maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but why not? It's a new year. Why can't we be positive, right?
Okay. No problem there.
Anyway, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you for the call, and happy new year. We're going to let you go. All right, getting on here back to the news, and you knew this was going to be inevitable with the Democrats taking over control of the House of Representatives. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is planning to reintroduce a bill that would create a committee to look at financial compensations for blacks, slavery reparations. Now, no black alive today was ever a slave, other than that we all are to that 1040 form. And no white person alive today was ever a slave owner. So, again, this is Sheila Jackson Lee trying to buy black votes with your money. Seems like the Democratic Party, that's all they've got to campaign on anymore. Vote for us, we'll give you stuff. Okay, over in New York, there is this group called the Association of Black and Puerto Rican Legislators Incorporated, and they it's a caucus of black New York state lawmakers, and they run this charity whose stated mission is to empower African-American and Latino youth through education and leadership initiatives by providing opportunity to higher education. And as it turns out, an investigation by the New York Post found they haven't given a single scholarship to a needy youth in 2 years. They spent it all on food, limousines, and rap music. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.